Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas. And this is day two of the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've prepared for you all. Today's reading addresses being in the world without being of the world. Being in the world without being of the world. These words summarize well the way Jesus speaks of the spiritual life. It is a life in which we are totally transformed by the Spirit of love. Yet it is a life in which everything seems to remain the same. To live a spiritual life does not mean that we must leave our families, give up our jobs, or change our ways of working. It does not mean that we have to withdraw from social or political activities, or lose interest in literature and art. It does not require severe forms of asceticism or long hours of prayer. Changes such as these may in fact grow out of our spiritual life, and for some people, radical decisions may be necessary. But the spiritual life can be lived in as many ways as there are people. What is new is that we have moved from the many things to the kingdom of God. What is new is that we are set free from the compulsions of our world and have set our hearts on the only necessary thing. What is new is that we no longer experience the many things, people, and events as endless causes for worry, but begin to experience them as the rich variety of ways in which God makes his presence known to us. And this was by Richard Nouwen, the Dutch priest and writer, born 1932 to 1996. He was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Eich Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. I hope these words will feed your spirit and inspire you, and I wish you a blessed day. Thank you.